TikTok has been the realm of Generation Z, but older people are using the app to connect with kids and grandkids during the pandemic. Ada Peralta, NPR's East Africa correspondent, has found himself in the middle of this cultural shift, and he sends us this audio postcard.
I've never thought of my parents as vulnerable. They're survivors, lived through the Nicaraguan Civil War. But these days, my dad, at least, is a nervous mess.
Ay, Dios mío, este hombre se pone nerviosísimo.
That's my mom on FaceTime from Miami, describing how my dad makes her wash vegetables outside the house, how when they have to go to the bank, he keeps tabs on where she puts her hands. My dad has spent his whole life working. He's not used to being idle, but now he's been stuck at home for 6 weeks. My mom says they pray for a vaccine in the morning, they do puzzles and take walks. But a few weeks ago, they sent me a video. They had jumped on the TikTok bandwagon, and it was hilarious. The video showed them stepping on the scale and being horrified at the numbers. Before they sent me the video, my parents were already getting TikToks from my aunts and uncles who were being used by their kids as funny props. My sister Heidi showed mom and dad the ropes, and now they're totally into it, even if my mom calls it tip-top.
TikTok.
The whole thing, she says, is about finding a bit of laughter during a tough time. And now that they have unlimited free time, it's also allowed them to find common ground with their grandkids. Grandkids make us do these things, my dad says, to laugh at our clumsiness. I had actually been reluctant to download TikTok for my girls. Too much screen time, the potential for creepy people.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y vos, mi amor?
But now my parents, my sister, my kids chat and watch each other's TikTok memes.
Ay, mira la que linda.
They've done the coronavirus one, the merengue dance challenge, and now they are on to Blinding Lights. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.